Look, the latest issue of the Quarterly Essay is out today, and headlining it is an essay by Professor Mark McKenna at the University of Sydney, titled Moment of Truth, History and Australia's Future. It suggests that Australia is, I guess, on a precipice of vast social change, but only if politicians and if we as citizens can find a way to come to new terms with our past. We need, I guess the essay is saying, a moment of truth if we are going to have any hope of moving forward as a nation in a way that's liberating and healing. Well, the author, Professor Mark McKenna, joins me. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, look, well, thank you for taking the time. I know it's going to be a busy day for you today.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Look, you clearly want us to find a consensus of truth of our history if we're going to move forward, but it just feels to me like the history wars have been dominating, or so-called history wars, the narrative of public debate for so long. I mean, can we really move past this into a consensus?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, that's part of the reason that I wrote the essay. You know, if you go back to, look, go back to the 1980s when we had a whole decade-long debate about invasion or settlement, then move forward to the 1990s and we were debating whether to apologise to the stolen generations or not. Then to the 2000s, and we were debating how many people died on the frontier and how we count them. And then more recently, we've had a debate about colonial statues and Australia Day, of course, invasion or settlement. So in some ways, we've continued to circle around these same old polarities, if you like. And so I wanted to write the essay to see, well, how can we move past that? I guess if you look at the government's rejection of the Uluru Statement, which, of course, came out in May last year. One of the things that was really striking about that is that, you know, the Referendum Council's report, which recommended an Indigenous advisory body to Parliament, which was rejected, also actually had a call for a truth-telling commission, Forum Akarata, which is the Yolngu word for truth-telling commission. And that kind of got swept under the carpet. No one, all the focus went on to the advisory body. But what they were calling for as well was a national truth-telling commission. And that would be for Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people to have a chance to tell their oral histories of that frontier experience, which, of course, is still quite recent in the north and west of the country especially. So, in a way, if you imagine other countries such as Canada and South Africa have gone through Truth and Reconciliation Commissions, and of course they're different, well, especially South Africa, slightly different, but still the you know, usefulness, the force of these Truth and Reconciliation Commissions can help us, I think, to work through, to get past, to move past some of these old debates that we continue to get bogged down in, as if we somehow have to choose between shame and pride when we're talking about our history.
Look, I felt
I don't think we need to be put in that position.
I don't think we do either, but I think what got me was it feels like a bit of an urgency in your essay. I mean, I think, you know, not to drag too many quotes out, but you suggest that we're either going to make the Commonwealth stronger through an honest reckoning, or we unmake the nation by clinging to triumphant narratives. I feel like you don't see there's no status quo going forward. We do have to make a change.
I think we do. I mean, I think that, and you have to try and see it from the point of view, we all have to try and see it from the point of view of Aboriginal people and their position. I mean, the last time there was significant constitutional change for them was 1967.
Yeah.
Now, that's plus 51 years ago, and that's not good enough. And we've continued every time we have a national day of celebration, be it Australia Day, be it the centenary of Federation, be it the bicentenary, we still get dragged back into these old, you know, polarised debates about whether we're invaded or settled, is it shameful, is it pride, and so on. And so, if we want to move past that, if we can't move past that, then it's a detrimental thing for our body politic. So we have to find a way to move past it. And we have to find a way to genuinely negotiate with Aboriginal people as equals, not just say, this is the way we're going to describe you in the Constitution, this is the way we're going to talk about you. We have to really listen to what their demands are and for their call for a real say in how their lives are governed. And I think we haven't really heard them yet.
No, we haven't at all. Do you have a lot of faith in Australia to make these shifts?
I do. I mean, I think that despite the government's rejection of that Uluru statement, that there's actually a lot of goodwill and popular support out there for both for the Uluru statement, at least the polls indicate that, the polls that have been done.
Mm.
And what we lack or have lacked, you know, and it's not just this issue, you could say there are a lot of other issues that we've lacked. We've lacked a political leadership that will go out day after day and convince people that this is an issue that's central to our national identity. So you can't go out every 6 months and, you know, or every year go up to the Garma Festival and say some nice words and then come back and forget about it. You've got to go out there day after day and you've got to really believe in it. And that hasn't happened. So I think we will get there. I'm an optimist. You know, you have to be an optimist. But I think up until now, you know, part of the reason for writing this essay is for me as a historian and a non-Indigenous Australian to try and explain the importance of that truth-telling, why it's important to Aboriginal people, and to say, look, you know, we had this whole debate quite recently about the advisory body, yet one of the central recommendations of that referendum council's report was also about truth-telling, and we just didn't really hear it. So, you know, there's an urgency there because the silence continues to go on. It's so pervasive. And so we've got to get past that, the silence, the denial. And we've got to, you know, use that goodwill that exists in the community to find a resolution.
Look, Mark, we'll leave it there. I know you've got a busy day, but thank you so much for chatting this morning.
No, thanks. Thanks for the questions.
Thank you.
All the best.
Mark McKenna there, Professor Mark McKenna from Sydney University. His essay, Moment of Truth, History and Australia's Future. It is in the latest edition of the Quarterly Essay out today. Have a read of it and be prepared for a lot of debate around it going forward, especially today.